This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Time to catch up, talk sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, and the big game is now not too far away. State of Origin Game 3 up in Brisbane tonight. Mel, as we say hello to you. And this would only happen in Queensland, Mel. The government up there announcing in the past couple of days that there could be a full capacity at Lang Park for the game. And I reckon I was only talking with some people in the last couple of days about this. The crowd at Lang Park tonight, you'd have to say maybe the largest crowd at any sporting event here in Australia and even possibly the world since the COVID outbreak earlier in the year.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I think, I don't know what the crowds have been in New Zealand when they were able to go with their full crowds, and maybe a bit in Asia as well. But, geez, it wouldn't be far off, would it? Incredible to think, and obviously we're not going to get all political, but it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's all worked out really quite well for Queensland, and a hugely parochial crowd tonight, which we're used to seeing to a point anyway, but there's certainly plenty of Blues jerseys as well, but I'm not sure how much of that we're going to see. So definitely the pressure is going to be on the travellers.
Now, Mel, we didn't get a chance to catch up and chat last week, but we saw a very dominant performance by New South Wales here in Sydney last Wednesday night. Turning our attention back to the game tonight now, am I right, Mel? Queensland, they've got 4 debutants in the game tonight?
There are some debutants. I'm actually not sure if it's exactly 4, but Wayne Bennett certainly, you know, gambling as he has all through the series, because he named the initial squad, I think, was something like 8. There is there will be a couple of debuts tonight. Xavier Coates made his debut he was one of those in game 1. He's succumbed to a groin injury, so he's out, which is a shame for him. But Cameron Munster, him being in is a, you know, obviously a big bonus for them. It's funny. I don't know if you heard Wayne Bennett absolutely blowing up yesterday. There's, you know, certainly a bit of fire going on. The concussion issue has sort of reared its ugly head, if you know what I mean, once again, where the Blues complained to the NRL. They're saying, you know, we got a warning for Boyd Cordner, but they didn't for Jake Friend. And Bennett just blew up yesterday and said he wasn't knocked out. Are you listening to me? That's it, you know. So, we've seen all the different faces of Wayne Bennett, haven't we? But either way, the stage is certainly set. It's going to be really fiery. And as you said, the Blues were dominant and Nathan Cleary did what, you know, he was supposed to be doing. What he obviously underperformed in game 1. But as he said, his dad even told him it'll count for nothing if you don't do it again this week.
We're catching up, talking sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, going from rugby league to cricket and the Women's Big Bash, it continues. Though it hasn't been the best of times for our two Sydney sides, struggling to win games recently. The Sydney Sixers, they've lost their last 4. The Sydney Thunder, look, they did win yesterday, though they had lost their previous 3 games before that.
Yeah, exactly right. And of course, they are set to face off, but it's very, it's tense time for them. The wheels have certainly fallen off. It's not gone to plan, but really, they looked really subdued, the Sixers, when they lost yesterday. So not too sure what's going on there at the moment, but obviously it's a very different setup, but it should be very much catered towards, obviously under the COVID bubble that they've got. It's not going to plan, but it should be helping the Sydney teams, if anything. So it's really strange to see what's going on there.
Now, speaking of the Big Bash, Mel, the men's Big Bash, there's been some rule changes for the upcoming season, including one called the X Factor, where teams can sub in their X Factor player.
Yeah, I'm still getting my head around this as well, where teams can name 13 players at the toss instead of, you know, obviously the 11. And then I think it's after 10 overs, they can have a look and see if they can sub someone in, the 12th or the 13th man. Like I said, still getting my head around it. I know some players have come out. Shane Watson, of course, who's, you know, been a big name for us in Australian cricket, just come back. He did well in the IPL and obviously played in the Big Bash. He's not a fan. He thinks it's too gimmicky. But, they're obviously trying to make it exciting, keep it exciting. The other rules, they're around the power play. We just need to see. We need to see how it goes. The Cricket Australia, they're obviously working hard to try and make it as appealing as it was. You don't want it to get too gimmicky. So I understand what Watto's saying with that. So, look, we're going to see. We want the excitement back. We want the crowds back and, you know, numbers back up. And it's, you know, so it is, it's a everyone loves the big bash. So, if it's more exciting, then great.
We're catching up, talking sport with Mel McLaughlin from Seven News. And Mel, still on cricket, a lot of talk about the upcoming games against India. More so that first test in Adelaide. It's mid-December, following a resurgence of COVID cases in the state. But before we get there, Australia taking on India in a couple of one-dayers and T20 games in both Sydney and the ACT.
Yeah, and there's been a couple of Aussie cricketers doing some Zoom interviews. Yesterday there was Alex Carey was speaking at length about being in quarantine with the returning IPL stars. They're at Olympic Park and they're training at Blacktown at the International Sports Centre. And he spoke very highly of that, and also the fact that he didn't play too much, but he played for the Delhi Capitals under Ricky Ponting, and Ricky's with them as well, and so he's helping to coach the players. And so, they're just saying, there's obviously so much going on at the moment, and spanner in the works with Adelaide as well, but they couldn't be happier in terms of their preparation and how much cricket and bonding, for that matter, they've been able to have. And at the same time, the Indian team, they're not obviously crossing over with the Aussies, despite the fact that they're, in the same place. But, that they're all sort of spending a lot of time together, at least on the training paddock anyway. So, look, it's, again, strange circumstances, but preparations are coming along and the players are so excited.
And finally, Mel, as we wrap things up with you tonight in rugby union, Australia taking on Argentina this weekend. Now, I didn't realise that from a couple of weeks back, the All Blacks stayed on in the country, and last weekend they did play Argentina here in Sydney, of course, which they lost. But moving forward, as mentioned, to this weekend, the Argentinian Pumas are taking on our Wallabies Saturday night up in Newcastle.
Yeah, what a massive result for Argentina. They were saying history created. It's 30 attempts they finally got over, got over the top of them. But that's a massive shock, that result. 25-15 was the score there. A lot of talk about the fact that Michael Checker, obviously the former Wallabies coach, and that did not end well. He is on the coaching staff for Argentina and apparently gave a really stirring speech to the Pumas during that match against the All Blacks. And so obviously that's brought more focus onto that as well. But for the Wallabies, they can win the Tri Nations if they beat Argentina in the next two fixtures. But it is a big ask as well, because they've been on their own little roller coaster. But they should be favourites, but you can't rule anything out, obviously, as we just saw.
Mel McLaughlin, 7 News, always great to catch up. Enjoy the next week of sport, and we'll talk to you next week here on Hope 103.2.
Thanks, Graham. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.